Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I apologize to the military and police callers that we're holding, but this is an emergency with the mayor, and that now they're ordering folks to turn their guns in and courtside. I mean, you can't make this up. The police, what, 8 of the 10 police have been sent home, told to be on house arrest because they won't go along with the corruption or testifying that the council said, get the mayor, and so now they've set him up. Adrian, who's active duty, calling in, I appreciate you holding. Active duty military, you haven't told us Army or Marine. And we're bringing up the fact that now outside Homestead Air Force Base, the police are now arresting citizens off base and working with the police and putting out press releases about how they're doing this. And we were getting military to call in and comment on it. So give us your view, please, Adrian.
Well, Alex, good afternoon to you. I just want to start off by letting you know that, the dumbing down and the blinding of America, it almost seems like it's in full swing. The other day, I began to tell you, I was absolutely disgusted. I was watching a sports show, and one of the commercials had a U.S. Navy commercial on it, and at the very end of the commercial, it said the U.S. Navy, a global force for good. The last time I checked, I signed on to the military, and the last time I checked, I mean, I'm a good old boy, but I thought I was here to fight for the sovereignty and the freedom and the liberty of independent citizens of the nation, and for the enforcement of the Constitution, not to be a global force for good, not to enforce globalism. It's just unbelievable. The commercial played through, and I haven't heard a single person comment on it. It's just the blinding of America, So I went to some of my Marines, and I asked them, hey, do you have any idea what we fight for? Do you know what our responsibilities are? And one of my Marines had the audacity. I mean, it's come full circle, the blinding of the nation, the blinding of Americans. The Marine told me, yeah, my job is to do whatever the president tells me to do. I mean, how insane is that? It's like people have completely lost their focus in what they're supposed to, in what they stand for, and who we are. And it's just unbelievable.
So they have no idea when you talk to them what our military is supposedly for.
I'm talking about active duty service members. That was their reply to me. We do whatever the president tells us to do. And when we take the oath of enlistment, we don't swear to a president. We don't swear to a person, to an ideology. We swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And it just blows my mind how people are just brainwashed and believe that their mission is to enforce the regulations that the president at that time says to enforce. It's just a total brainwashing of everything that we have, from where we were to what we have become. And it's sad to see it firsthand. And I mean, I'm just scared to see what happens 10 years from now, because the dumbing down of America has continued to go, and things are getting worse and worse. People are more dependent on the welfare system. People are more dependent on government housing, and they're being born and bred to buy into this. People are born and bred to say, hey, don't do good in school. That way you can be part of welfare. That way you can get government housing. But what it does is it makes us more dependent on the government, more dependent on them to provide for us, and you go right into a socialist system. It's just like you can see it wide open, and people are just so, I don't know if they're unwilling to open their eyes or they just
Well, it's like the police officer said earlier in the last hour. This movie doesn't have a happy ending. I mean, these globalists are really corrupt, really evil. I mean, they've been caught putting stuff in the food and water. I mean, bad people are running things, and they're trying to get a straitjacket over us, and they want to send tyrants to our door in a uniform. We've got to reach out to the police and military now. That's why they're so upset about Oath Keepers. That's why they're so upset about Sheriff Richard Mack, who's about to be in studio, now moved to Texas. That's why they're so upset about us, because they know that the police and military are listening and now going, wow, this makes sense. Now I understand why this has been happening. Thank you so much for calling in, sir, today, and we appreciate you holding. And it'll be perfect to go to the other callers, James, Bill, and others. If you're former military, current military, police, you have concerns about the fact that all over the country they're putting military on the streets to arrest citizens now. If you're concerned about that or you've witnessed it, we'd like to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the third hour of this worldwide broadcast. It, of course, is Thursday, the 28th day of July 2011, and I am going to be back live tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv at 7 p.m. Central. We're going to start having, really quite often, at least a few times a month, special reports with special guests. And I'm going to have Mike Adams in studio with me tonight in the new studio, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, streaming live for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Then, starting Thursday, September 1st, we're going to kick off our 5-day-a-week, 30-minute news transmission. And we'll be announcing the name and more at the start of next month, at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday on top of the three-hour radio show each day. So very exciting, but I hope that you'll join us tonight at PrisonPlanet.tv at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're not a member, it is your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that fund so much of what we do here in this operation. And then we're more than happy for the TV show after it's aired live, then be leaked out onto the web to tens of millions of people. That's our goal. But it is the members that get the higher quality streams, the larger archives that get the information first. And you really are our backers at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we couldn't have done all of this without you. And if you're not a member or let your membership lapse, we're adding more and more features to PrisonPlanet.tv. And a few months after the TV show launches, we're going to keep PrisonPlanet.tv, but we're also going to create a whole new platform that's going to have the special reports, my reports live on the road, the behind-the-scenes stuff, and the nightly TV show separately. And so everything that's on PrisonPlanet.tv is going to be cloned over to the new site, and then we'll give you a passcode of your PrisonPlanet.tv member to the new site. So basically with a membership, you're going to end up getting both sites. So you can sign up at either or and get the membership to both. But I frankly want a totally new platform. PrisonPlanet.tv has been reworked, and it's great, but we're going to have a totally new, you know, it's easier to start over from scratch platform, and then we'll have both, you know, operating out in the future, which is always my way of doing things. We just add more, and we like to have backups, redundancy, because every few months we have a problem with Infowars.com. Like yesterday, it was down off and on. Well, we had PrisonPlanet.com. And so it's all about getting the information out. Now, for the rest of the hour, we're talking to Sheriff Richard Mack. Last time I saw him was late last year to a packed house that we spoke to out in Santa Cruz, California. Former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, longtime crusader for freedom of individual rights. In 94, he filed a lawsuit challenging the Brady Bill to stop the federal government from forcing another undue mandate down our throats, and he won. He lectures and gives seminars on constitutional issues relating to gun control, law enforcement, states' rights, the farce otherwise known as the drug war, and the oath of office, SheriffMack.com. Sheriff Richard Mack, great to have you here in studio with us.
Well, thanks. It's great to be here. I guess you know now I'm a Texan, fellow Texan here. But I want to make sure that everybody knows I'm a Alamo Texan. I really believe in freedom. I believe in standing up for freedom. And these other Texans that continue to say they're Texans, and yet they back down from threats of the federal government. Even state congressman or state rep Dan Patrick said, hey, if you tell us to back down, especially the federal government, that makes us even all the stronger. And that's really what Texas is about to me. Texas independence and the spirit of the Alamo, and remember the Alamo. That's
yeah, I'm not knocking folks moving to New Hampshire to have their free state project, but give me a break, folks. Austin, yeah. Austin yeah. Is in you know, the media says Austin's this socialist paradise. No, there's a tiny group for at least 20 years with fraudulent election machines robbing everybody here in Austin, but the people of Austin are great folks.
Yeah, yeah, and this is a great state. I love it, and my wife and I are really glad to be here. We live in Fredericksburg, which is a great town, and the Patriots of Gillespie County got me there, and I work with them, and I couldn't be happier about it, and happy to be here in your studio. This is a great setup you got here.
The word is you're building up to what, run for sheriff out there?
That is the rumor, but it's not the truth. It's not. I'm too busy doing what I'm doing.
Absolutely. You're an activist all over the country.
All over the country. I just got back from Indiana, then Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and I was very active working with some sheriffs there. They were having their convention at the same place I was speaking. There's some good sheriffs out there, too. And then I just finished in Mount Rushmore in Rapid City, South Dakota, and we did Sioux Falls. Then I got home, and then my wife's actually going with me on my trip coming up because we're going to spend a few days in Florida because we're doing some great events there. Have to tell you, I'm speaking at the TSA rally in Florida, in front of the sheriff's convention, to let the sheriffs know that we want them to investigate TSA groping and sexual assaults.
Well, I mean, if an Austin cop goes in the airport and sticks his hands on a woman's breast or genitals, he's going to be charged.
Of course.
Why can the TSA do it?
They should. And the Libertarian Party, under the leadership of Adrian Wiley, have actually issued a request publicly, a press release and an official request of all sheriffs to investigate the TSA and take action, including arrests, if the TSA continues to do this kind of crap. And I'm actually speaking at that rally to let them know this is at least one sheriff here that agrees. No exemption for federal employees. No exception.
Well,
no
exemption. I mean, FBI can't stick their hands down your pants. I mean, they go in the pants. Yeah. FBI can't put you in a microwave oven. This is just a total federal power grab. I want to get into...
Well, I want to say one other thing that you mentioned already. You said this was an arrest situation. I have to tell you, Alex, that the groping and, or let me just call it what it is. The frisking, quote, the frisking that happens there is exactly the same as when you arrest somebody, except it gets a little bit, because I've been through it. I've asked them. I said, I'm not taking the picture. Frisk me, whatever you want to do. I'm not taking your picture because I fly all the time. I don't drive to these places I go. I fly. And so I wanted to see it. And I said, you know what? I spent 20 years in law enforcement. That's the exact same frisking, except you do too much in the crotch. That happens to someone who's arrested. So it gives a lot of credence to what you said, that it is an arrest situation. They are being treated exactly. Everyone that goes through TSA is treated exactly as if they were under arrest.
Or somebody going into Abu Ghraib, and that's where the scanners and all of this
even worse
got developed. The Pentagon intends this for the streets of America. Now, there's so many issues I want to get into with you, Sheriff Mack. But first off, just because we ended the last hour with this, what is your take on what's happening in Quartzsite?
Well, I need to tell you, you mentioned Oath Keepers earlier and how, you know, a lot of government officials are getting really weary of Oath Keepers and me because we're out here saying that, you know, we should follow the Constitution. You took an oath and you should keep it. Stuart Rhodes has been asked to be a lawyer down there and help, I believe, Mayor Foster and Jennifer Jones. I know he's working with Jennifer Jones. I thought it was the mayor also. But anyway, Stuart Rhodes is their lawyer. And he's hopefully going to have a lot to report on that. The bottom line with Quartzsite is I think it is a typical indication and typical example of government run amok. It's a small area. It's a small town. And it shows a chief of police who absolutely thinks he's king and can do whatever he wants. And how is it that a mayor is fired who's elected by the people there? If the people want him removed, they can do it. But for him to be removed in this Gestapo-type fashion is absolutely deplorable.
Well, the truth is he's very popular, and it's because of reported corruption that's why they're acting so...
He's been fighting it. Yeah, he's been fighting and standing against the corruption.
What would you do if you were the sheriff in that county? Because the sheriff is empowered by the state constitution. Correct me if I'm wrong, but... The cities are under that in constitutional power because they're a incorporated creation of the people. I mean, is it the governor, the state police? What would you do if you were the sheriff and the police are now arresting people for videotaping the city council building? Or,
you know, as sheriff, and I've certainly thought of this scenario before, and certainly this would be one of the worst case scenarios that a sheriff would want to have to address. But he has to. He is the ultimate constitutional authority there. It's his jurisdiction. I mean, it is. And I'm not sure which county Quartzsite is in. Somebody's going to have to fill me in on that. I'm not sure. I know that they're on the way west side, so it could be La Paz County or maybe even Yuma County. I'm not sure which one they're in.
I think it's Yuma. But
regardless of that, the county sheriff should be stepping in at this point. It's gotten way too out of control. And there's far too many constitutional violations. And I fear that if he doesn't, what county? It's La Paz County. Okay, I thought it was La Paz. And La Paz is the newest county also in the state. But it's a very small county, very small area. And the sheriff there should actually, you know, take the bull by the horn and make sure that Mayor Foster's prediction does not come true. Somebody needs to come in there and settle this down before violence does happen. And somebody needs to put that chief of police in place. And somebody, an independent investigation needs to take place of that chief and that police.
Why do you think the state for a month has been sitting on its hands?
Because they're wimpy and they're go-along government. Let me tell anybody right now that might have any mistaken notion that Governor Jan Brewer is nothing but a rhino. She is nothing but a rhino. She's a go-along person. Her attack on the illegal alien problem notwithstanding. She's a politician.
And you were a sheriff in Arizona.
I know her very well, yes.
You know her very well. And we can talk about the border situation as well. I want to get into the militarization of police, the bankruptcy of America. They admit they're getting U.S. troops ready to go up against citizens. What should sheriffs do when all this comes down? And your phone calls, military and police. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a 1-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a 1-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free 1-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
All right, we're going to cover the waterfront now with Sheriff Richard Mack. We're going to get into Fast and Furious, new information on that. Government caught red-handed shipping the guns of Mexico and Miami. I mean, they're controlling the gangs that they want to knock out the other drug gangs. We're going to get into the militarization of police and then your phone calls. I'm feeling a little bit of overdrive come on today, but I've got to not do overdrive today because we're doing the special TV report. You know, I should have thought about having you here tonight for the report, but who knows? We'll see what happens. We'll find out after the show. But Sheriff Richard Mack, our guest, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Let's get into militarization of police. Every week now, articles come in, usually from the military base itself and Homestead Air Force Base in Florida, is announcing they're now patrolling the town, and they're making arrests at the Circle K and other events. And they could argue, well, it's a citizen's arrest, same power we have, but it's active duty military doing this. Sheriff Mack, what's that really about?
Well, it's happening all across the country. I don't care where you go, and you can see it on YouTube almost every day where another cop is out of control. What these cops are being trained to do, in fact, there was one on YouTube I just saw. Somebody just sent to me and asked me to look at it and give them some advice. The guy just is seeing some cops go after a lady on a traffic stop, and it looked like they were way out of line, you know, handcuffing her and all this stuff. And he calls them from his garage, from on his property. He yells out at the cop, "You're a Nazi."
And they come and arrest him in his garage.
They come and arrest him on his property and arrest him. Yeah, you've seen it. And I am appalled at stuff like this.
Well, what about when they find a homeless guy who doesn't even resist? They beat him for 5 minutes and he dies.
Right.
And the police say, that's a good killing.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not about showing off that you're macho and can kill, you know, a schizophrenic homeless person.
Right. And then we have the Jose Garena shooting in Tucson, which I, with Oath Keepers, went down to that memorial service. And it's just over and over and over. And what has happened is we have a SWAT team mentality. And in the book I'm writing right now, I have the chapter dedicated to this, and it says, "Don't swap me, bro." Remember the guy that was yelling, "Don't tase me, bro," at some I can't remember the University of Florida.
No, John Kerry's like, "Let him finish his question." The cops go, "No." Yeah. The guy's going, "I'm not resisting," and they just shock him.
Right, exactly, that guy. I've got his name and everything. It's in my book, and it's just –
It reminds me of deer hunters that get buck fever when a big buck finally comes out, or they shoot a cow because they want to kill something.
It does.
And it's like, well, I'm going to go ahead and taser you because I want to.
Well, that shooting incident in Tucson of Jose Garena shows an officer, if you look at the tape, the SWAT team's own tape, there's three officers at the threshold, at the door, and they push in the door, and immediately they start shooting. You know, nothing about drop the gun or put it down. We're the cops. Put it down. You got it. You know, we got you. Then there's an officer on the SWAT team about 10 feet behind him. And as soon as the shooting starts, he rushes to the door, has his gun drawn, puts it over the shoulder of another officer, and is now having the muzzle blast. And he starts firing, empties his gun, and fires right next to one of the other officers' face, where the muzzle blast is in this guy's face.
And he was wanting to get some.
Yeah, he wanted to be part of it. He didn't want to be left out of the dance. And that's exactly
what he wanted another kill.
And this is the mentality that I worry about.
Well, that's why you don't want militarized police,
because
military kills people and breaks things.
Exactly. And that's what we've done with the SWAT teams all across this country. We have trained these guys that you go home, is the most important thing at night. And instead of, you know what, it may be the worst thing we could do is shooting an innocent person.
Because that's going to turn the population against them. We're already seeing it starting where citizens are starting to shoot first, ask questions later. They're actually escalating it into a war.
Right, because of the mentality and what the cops are doing. First of all, there should have never been a SWAT team at the Jose Garena home. If you wanted to serve a warrant on this guy, stop him on the way home, have him stay there, inform him that he's not allowed to use his phone, take his cell phone away from him, inform him that there's going to be a search warrant served at his house, ask him if there's anything that they need to be aware of in that home, and say, "Is your wife armed? Is she blah, blah, blah?"
Well, I mean, you're obviously a long-time law enforcement sheriff, peace officer.
20 years.
So you know all this, but just studying criminology, in the old days, you always stopped somebody when they were leaving home because that was the safe way.
Safe way.
You don't go do an armed assault on a house.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, why don't they do the old-fashioned thing?
Because these guys are trained to be Mr. Macho militarization, and they're not trained in this stuff. They're not trained to proceed in logical means. And it really has me completely baffled why the leadership, the sheriffs, and you know that's what I'm doing nationwide. I'm reaching out to sheriffs, and I believe that we can change this and stop it. But if we do, it's going to be sheriff by sheriff.
All right, let's continue with that and get into Fast and Furious. But just the common sense of that, if you really think somebody's doing something illegal in a house, you know when they're going to work.
Right.
You just park down the street, and you follow them, you pull them over, nothing happens.
Simple.
Instead of charging a house.
Or taking down at work.
Well, that's like David Koresh, who went into town every day and had a business.
Now they're
they wanted the confrontation.
Yes, exactly.
They wanted the big macho shootout, and they got it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
We've got Sheriff Richard Mack here in studio with us. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls coming up for people that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. And talking to Sheriff Mack, you wanted to finish up with something about Waco. I mentioned that it was done as a publicity stunt, and then you talked about your lawyer, what from your Supreme Court case, actually confirmed that that is what that was about.
It was a staged event, no question about it. The BATF was being considered to be scaled down or completely dissolved and abolished and have the FBI take over gun enforcement. And so the BATF knew that they had to stage an event that would prompt Congress to not only not get rid of them, but to make them bigger. And actually, that's what happened. The BATF actually got an increase of money and manpower after the Waco incident.
They have the second largest building in D.C. after the Pentagon.
BATF does?
They have a gigantic office building, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They just finished it like 5 years ago.
I would have guessed the Department of Education, but that's another one that needs to go.
Well, it's in a bunch of buildings. Yeah, they have one giant complex.
Okay. See, well, this is just another example of out-of-control, stupid government that we have today. And the essence of tyranny is the enforcement of stupid laws, and that's what we have going on in our police departments and federal government all across the country.
I would just add, the essence is when they write laws for law-abiding citizens. Look at this article. ATF manager says he shared Fast and Furious info with White House. We posted that C-SPAN video at Infowars.com yesterday. But you talk to Larry Pratt. He's been at the hearings.
Yeah.
And give us the bad news and the good news. I mean, it's bad news the White House is this criminal. But the good news is if we keep forcing this issue, this could bring them down like Nixon. Tell us what's happening.
Well, quite frankly, this is a bigger scandal than Watergate was. And no question about it. And that's also in my book. And the title of my book is The Magic of Gun Control. And this is, we're seeing the magic all the time, which there isn't any. It's all an illusion. And right now we have Fast and Furious, which has literally been the biggest scandal since the assassination of JFK. And the reason why it has not gotten the play that Watergate got is plain and simply mainstream media. Now, we have reporter Atkinson. I think her name is Cheryl Atkinson. She actually was one of the first to expose this. She works for CBS News.
No, strangely enough, CBS broke it.
Yeah.
And then the Justice Department
said... And then they back off.
Well, good. ATF did their right job and said, look, Border Patrol have been killed. They went public with this.
Yeah.
And then they said, you're liars. And it turns out the Attorney General has perjured himself.
Yes. And not only that, but they have refused congressional subpoenas, which is against the law. That's a violation of the law. You cannot refuse that. Senator Grassley is so frustrated at the response from the White House. And then when they finally get documents that they've been asking for weeks, they're all blacked out. And so, and they claim national security. National security? About gun running into Mexico? What is national security? We're not at war with Mexico. This isn't any secret war or anything we're going at. What is national security? Just show the documents. If you need to take an informant's name out, fine, black that out. But they're 90% blacked out, and so they're nothing. And they're completely useless.
And Congress, they're the lawgivers. They represent the people, the executive, just like they launched the Libya war without their approval.
Right.
It's just doing whatever it wants. And now it turns out that the head special agent ATF in charge of Phoenix, who and I know it's an oxymoron to say good ATF,
right,
but he said, look, I'm not going to do this anymore. Right. This is criminal. And it turns out he's told the truth, and he testified that the White House did know. Well, of course, now we know the FBI and DEA were involved.
Yes, and Agent Dodson from the Phoenix office was actually the first one to break this whole thing. He exposed it to Atkinson. And so this is a gigantic story, but you need to understand this is our own federal government running guns into Mexico, and the reason they said they were doing it is so they could trace the guns into the cartels. The only way you can trace a gun into a cartel is if it has a GPS unit. There was only two guns with GPS units, so they couldn't trace them anyway. So they had to know that they were going to be used in gun violence, and then Agent Brian Terry, working for the Border Patrol, is shot and killed. His family starts asking for answers, and then Dodson starts telling the truth from the BATF office in Phoenix, exposing his own department, his own office, for the corruption of running these guns down to Mexico. And you need to know, every one of your listeners, you need to absolutely know what this was. Is, have you ever heard Barack Obama get up and say, even since the Gifford shooting in Tucson where Judge Roll was killed, even since then you have not heard, even at the memorial service, you have not heard Barack Obama say, we've got to have more gun control. You know he's a gun control fanatic. Everybody he has, Eric Holder, everybody in his cabinet are anti-Second Amendment. They want to do this. This was their way of promoting and making sure gun control would become a second.
And by the way, there's total proof. It turns out a year ago, and I was already talking about this at the time, they put out press releases. Holder came to Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, and gave speeches saying the crime in Mexico is because of U.S. guns.
Right.
They know they're shipping them in.
And that's
how they, but now it came out in the Miami papers and others that they're shipping them into Miami to go to Honduras.
Right.
And so this is a lot bigger.
It's a lot bigger, and it's, again, a lot worse than Watergate. But if we would only get the media. Now, who do we have really attacking this? We have Fox News, you, Gun Owners of America, and we still don't have the mainstream newspapers or NBC. Even CBS, who broke this, has backed off and pulled back now. And they act like it's, you know, kid gloves here for some reason. So if the national media really went after this, this would have already destroyed the presidency of Barack Obama, because all of this was an attempt to promote backdoor gun control in America and destroy the Second Amendment. That's all what this was about. It was a political ploy by the White House, by this Justice
Department. We've had the ATF in Austin send illegals into gun shows. You know, 90%+ are dealers, right, but private people, if I want to go sell one of my guns, I can walk in with it and sell it. They want to shut that down, so you can't give your grandson a gun or you can't buy your dad a gun. I bought my dad a gun before. He's bought me a gun before, many guns when I was young.
Right.
And so they can actually register and track everything.
Right.
And we've caught them all over the country. They send illegals in to buy it from some grandpa. Then they arrest the grandpa in the parking lot and shut the gun show down.
Mayor Bloomberg sent his own officers from New York City to a gun show in Phoenix to do the same thing. And he did that to Bob Templeton of the Crossroads of the West gun shows.
So it's not the feds out of their jurisdiction now. It's Mr. Gunban Bloomberg.
Right, exactly. A Republican. You know, yeah. And it's getting so crazy out there. People think we make this stuff up, Alex. You know, truth is stranger than fiction. And, folks, every bit of this is documented. And I really believe that this is going to destroy the Obama administration.
Well, you said you talked to Pratt, and it's been confirmed it goes right up to Obama, who is a state senator, called for, I've read the quotes, complete abolition of the Second Amendment.
Oh, of course. That's been their goal. They just had to, they know that there isn't congressional support for it. They know that there isn't American support for gun control. So they had to fabricate another way to do it, just like he fabricated the health care crisis to bring in his Obamacare. That is how this man moves. He is a subterfuge specialist, and he is the one that has made this an agenda to make sure that they created enough ire and enough public outcry for gun
control. But I do find it encouraging that the ATF people actually started blowing the whistle.
Of course, good people. This proves there are good people in government. And if there weren't, I'd be out of a job tomorrow. I wouldn't have a goal and a purpose in what I'm doing.
I'd love to be out of this job.
Me too. Let's work ourselves out of a job. We'd live in a free country. That's exactly what I'm after. I've told my wife and kids that I'd love.
Well, people ask me, why do you get so upset? Why do you work so hard? At an instinctive level, I get chills talking about it. Being a slave, having my guns taken, having a government that can raise taxes to destroy my future, to have these corrupt interests selling our jobs out. I mean, you'd be crazy to not constantly work against this.
Exactly.
I mean, people think we're like heroes because we fight tyranny. That's, you're not going to have freedom if you don't fight tyranny. It's an eternal battle. I mean, why do you fight corruption?
Well, it's about freedom and liberty. And that's why I owe it to my kids and my grandkids. And if I'm free and you're not, then I'm not free.
When you're with your grandkids, because they're sweet little innocent toddlers. I don't know if they're that age.
Yeah, they are.
But with my children, every time I'm reading to my little daughter, she's almost four. I love when they're little. She's so sweet, and she's so innocent and good. All I'm thinking about is we've got to beat the New World Order. We've got to beat the New World
Exactly.
Order.
Exactly. And the corruption that's in government is something that I cannot tolerate, and I won't. And I believe that there's a lot of good sheriffs out there that will join us in this great cause. And I'm asking your listeners to join us in that great cause. I need support. I need help with this. I'm doing as much as I can, and I'm traveling, and I'm almost exhausted with the traveling.
How key is it to reach out to juries, grand juries, and sheriffs and to take the states back? For those that don't know, the founders built this in as a balance of power against an out-of-control federal government.
Well, the sheriff is actually vital in every bit of that. State sovereignty is still something the sheriff should be very concerned about. They need to be enforcing that. Juries, absolutely, yes. But the bottom line is the sheriff will determine what is and what is not enforced in your county. And so we take back America, sheriff by sheriff, county by county, state by state. We make the federal government irrelevant. The corruption coming out of Washington, D.C., and I'm going to tell you right now, the small arms ban that the United Nations is trying to work out with Hillary Clinton right now, there isn't anything that the U.N. and the federal government are trying to do to us that the sheriffs can't stop.
Exactly. When they couldn't get Congress to pass the carbon taxes, they had Obama do it executively, and then they admitted at the Copenhagen meeting 2 years ago, led by Schwarzenegger, we're going to go to the cities and do it. And they marched into Austin, San Francisco, and other cities and put carbon taxes on us.
Yeah.
I mean, these are lawless scumbag criminals.
Right.
And
if there was nothing more evident of that, then just look at the process going on right now, the sausage being grinded out through this ridiculous economic process. What you can know for certain with all of this, looking at $14.5 trillion in debt and our obligations up to about $90 trillion, what you can know is that every bit of that was thievery, corruption, and your government at work at its worst. And that's why this, we have got to find a way to make Washington, D.C. irrelevant financially, economically, and socially. And the sheriffs and the state governments can do that. You get governors and sheriffs working together on this holy cause of liberty, we'll get freedom back tomorrow.
And that's why they're set up, the rural councils, the governor's councils, the mayor's councils. They fly them all up there. Those that are toadies get put on special boards and then get more federal money. I mean, this is just how the Soviets controlled their satellites, the system they're setting up. I want to go to some phone calls for Sheriff Richard Mack here today. Jeff in Louisiana, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Hey.
Yes, welcome. You're on the air.
I just wanted to say thanks for everything. And, yeah, I worked with NOPD. I'm in the National Guard, and I worked with the New Orleans Police Department for 3 years after Hurricane Katrina, which I'm sure, you know, it was all over the news. Everybody knows about. And
the gun confiscation.
No, not that. It was a mission.
No, I'm saying
that
the first chance the feds had.
They did it.
They said, we're not bringing food and water. We're coming into the neighborhood and take your guns. But go ahead and make your point, sir. Sorry.
No, it was just going along with everything you're saying about federalizing police and, you know, the military to work with the police. But I don't know exactly what is going on with the NOPD, but they are federalized now. So I don't know if, you know, who's working with them, but they may be trying to.
Well, New Orleans NOPD has had problems way before Katrina, and they've been very corrupt. I followed that one for the last 15 years, and their corruption there has been widespread and very well known. And man, have they had problems!
Remember the cops in Walmart stealing everything?
Oh yeah, sure. And they thought it was fine. You know, they're being interviewed while they're doing it. You know, that's typical of how far gone New Orleans PD has gone.
What about New York PD? I have footage where they go up to peaceful activists protesting with permits and say, leave or we're going to say you have bombs. They go, we don't have bombs. They go, well, we know you don't. We're going to put you in jail for bombs. Yeah. And then they let them go with tape.
Yeah.
Say, I mean, that's a felony.
Yeah.
A cop saying, I'm going to say you got a bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows total criminal confidence.
Well, of course. Of course. And we've got to have a way to combat that. And I believe we do. And we have some great sheriffs. Even back in New York, we've got some great sheriffs that are coming on board.
Because they're elected. Anything else,
exactly.
Caller? All right, Jeff, I appreciate your call. I mean, it's such common sense that the police in your area are under state law and they're elected by you. I mean, and then the sheriff, you know, is actually going after criminals and working with the citizens. And if they need more help, get your guns, boys. We got a guy on the loose. I mean, my mother growing up in Hyde Park in Austin, Texas, the state hospital's like a mile away. Mm. And they routinely would have the police come through and my grandpa would go out and they'd say, hey, get your rifles. You know, we got a dangerous, violent nut that's out. Help us.
Right.
Or if there was a rabid dog, they'd just go out in the middle of Austin, just shoot it. Or when you had the tower shooting, all the citizens with their guns. Look at how much we've changed since then.
We have changed, and we keep sliding down, like Judge Bork says, sliding down to Gomorrah with his book. And that's exactly what's happening in our country, and we have got to take our America back, and there is a place to do it. There still is a place for hope and liberty and freedom in this country, and it's in your county. And county by county, we can do
that. Yeah, we get 60% turnouts on average for presidential, 8.2 on average for county and city. Folks, take your city back. Get aggressive.
You can.
Let's go to Josh in North Carolina, then Ron and Bill. Josh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I listen to you all the time, but not for the reason I think a lot of other people do. I listen because I think half the people who call in your show are completely nuts. And I don't think they're as informed as they should be. And a perfect example is one of your last callers who called and said, oh, I'm military, and I told my Marines, hey, you don't defend the president. You defend the Constitution only. Well, he's blatantly wrong. Every enlisted member of the military swears to the Constitution and the President of the United States. The only people who don't are officers. and we were put in that position so that in case a usurper took over office, we wouldn't have allegiance to him, and we could take him over. And but yet this guy is trying to make...
Yeah, but expanding on that, I mean, expanding on that, they're trying to change the oath just to the president. That's what Hitler did. You know, you're given those rules, and you're given the military rules, and you're not to follow an illegal or unlawful order. So what does military do when they're ordered to go help run checkpoints with the police?
See, I think, and then some people are looking at this as something else. One of your other callers said, well, I trained with foreign military and foreign police, and that just really creeped me out. We do that all the time. That's no secret. I've been in the Marine Corps for 15 years.
Josh, I know about training with foreign troops. They have signed official deals to use foreign troops in America for civil unrest. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, and we, you know, because we get theater cooperation with all of these other people, and we try to keep good terms with every country we train.
Stay there. I understand you know it all, and I'm glad to finally have somebody on who knows it all. I mean, you know, I guess we're a bunch of crazy kooks who think the military's on the and TSA. I said they'd be on the streets 8 years ago, and now they are.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Oath that the military personnel swear, and it is, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the state name against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear truth, faith, and allegiance to the same, and that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and the Governor of the state and the orders of the officers appointed over me according to law and regulations. So you got to follow the law. And if you go through the whole history of it, it's been recently changed. Before it was to defend and protect the Constitution. They have gotten rid of that. And let me ask the caller, because I want to just cut right down to where you stand, Josh. Are you saying everything's fine? The fact that they've got signed deals to use, quote, Mexican and Canadian troops inside the U.S. to, quote, fight terrorism and for other disasters. And I can pull that up for you. And maybe Katrina with a gun confiscation, that didn't happen, or maybe it was needed. Because you're saying that the callers are a bunch of idiots, and I mean, spell it out for us. Impart to us the knowledge here. I mean, is it bad that Obama's launching a war in Libya without congressional approval? I mean, are we wrong to be upset here?
I don't think you're wrong to be upset, but I will say if everything's a conspiracy, then nothing's a conspiracy. Everything can't have a double meaning. And I think a lot of people want everything to have a secret meaning. It's that everybody is evil. I know you do your whole Bohemian Grove thing and all that stuff, but we still have
to... Hey, listen, I've been to the urban warfare drills where the participants are playing the parts of Americans. Then I've had Marines and Army walk up to me in Texas and say, turn your camera off when they're doing a takeover drill of the town and threaten me. And I'm talking about people with guns. So, and I have to tell them no. In fact, I never even got the clip earlier. We're in New York. Troops run across the street with guns and start threatening me. And I've had JAG officers and retired people, generals on, and they say the way Posse Comitatus is written, this is illegal and it's being ignored. Is it okay to have loaded guns on their side hips threatening me not to videotape them in New York?
And you know that they're loaded. You say that they're 45s. We haven't carried 45s since
Korea. I know they carry Berettas. Hey, these guys had 45s, and I got footage. In fact, did Rob ever bring that into you? I told him to bring that in. It's in Endgame. Okay, I told Jacobson 2 hours ago in there to send you the video clip online. Just call Jacobson in here.
What caliber?
9mm.
Did you see? What caliber do they carry, Josh?
Josh?
He said that they were carrying 45.
But I happen to know it's 9mm Beretta, isn't it?
Okay, but it is.
Yeah,
so what?
They had 45s.
Okay, so you saw their military ID and you know 100% that these guys are legit military, even though they don't carry our standard issue weapon. They can just carry whatever they want.
Oh, now I'm having delusions about white vans.
I'm saying is you said they were carrying a weapon we don't carry. So
there you go. Well, I'm glad everything's okay, and you got government, and there's no inflation. I'm sure, and everything's fine.
Hey, you know, everybody's got difficulties, but when you say something that's wrong, I just don't think that everybody should just roll with it. Like, we have the largest recruitment thing in Mexico City. You said that. Where's the proof of that? There's no evidence.
I remember reading that in the Washington Post 5 years ago.
I've worked in recruiting. We don't recruit in Mexico City. In fact, in 2003, an Army recruiter crossed the border into Mexico, and he got in a huge amount of trouble because we don't do that.
Now, does the BATF run guns down to Mexico?
I don't work for the BATF, so I wouldn't know.
You haven't seen those reports, and you think that's all a conspiracy thing? A BATF agent reported that. This stuff isn't made up. Truth is stranger than
fiction. Hey, Shelley Castile told us on this show 6 years ago that they were shipping guns into Mexico, and it was the ATF.
Yeah.
And it all came true.
Yeah.
But listen, sir, you noticed when you had that pleasure moment and said, we don't carry 45s, I said 9mm Berettas? I said 45s because that's what they look like to me. Okay?
Well, you obviously knew they carried 9mm.
No, the thing is, the whole groups I saw, big, giant 45s.
It's
and I thought that was weird.
It's easy to see the difference.
I don't know why, okay? The point is the 45s. And I think some have Berettas as well. I got the video clip. Retransmission starts in 10 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.